Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of His Kidnapper's Shoes by Maggie James, performed by Nico Evers Swindell and Susan Duoden. One. Judgment Day. My body aches. The wall against my back grinds into my bones, as does the bench under my bottom. However much I fidget, I can't get comfortable. I guess they don't build police cells with such considerations in mind. There's no clock, and I've lost track of how much time I've spent in this place. 2, maybe 3 hours? I wonder how long they'll keep me here. I remind myself it doesn't matter. I feel strangely disconnected from such things. All I can think about is my son. The door swings open. I don't bother to look up, not at first. A pair of black shoes steps in front of me. Slim legs encased in pale tights lead up from them. The police officer who arrested me. I register her voice telling me to stand. I glance up, observing the harsh judgment staring back from her eyes. She's young, probably mid-20s. No ring on her left hand, and I'd bet she doesn't have children. Her body doesn't look like it's ever split itself open, forcing out a baby. This isn't a woman who spends her nights attempting to soothe a bawling child to sleep while trying not to scream with frustration and sheer bloody exhaustion. She's not a mother. Had she found herself in my place, would she have done what I did? Perhaps not. However, she's not yet walked a mile in my shoes. If she's lucky, she never will. So what gives her the right to judge me? It seems she's taking me somewhere. They must be going to question me. Looks as if the doctor who examined me has decided I'm fit to be interviewed. It's not going to do them any good. I won't be giving out any answers. Even if I talked for a week, a year, forever, I'd never make them understand. They're police officers. Rules and their enforcement are everything to them, all black and white and rigid. According to them, I've committed a crime. I believe what I did was right, and the only thing possible in the circumstances. What's that saying about the law being an ass? I reckon it's true. On the one hand, it states we're supposed to protect children from danger, love them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?